fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Waiting on some numbers, some loads, and those are here to do some prank calls quickly. September 10th, Thursday, and it's 10:13 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you, everybody who's listening. I will do some prank calls tonight, and we will go from there. If you can send me requests if you have any on AOL, on Yahoo, Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio is my screen name there. And you can also hit me up via Twitter. My Twitter name is twitter.com/Madhouse. Congratulations to me, right? Prank call's coming right up. Stand by.
Sexy girl, can I help you?
Yeah, Mexican. Speak to that Mexican people. Huh?
I'm sorry?
Speak to that Mexican people, huh? Hello? You taking order? You speak to that Mexican people. Hello?
I'm sorry.
God damn it! Hello?
Hello?
Listen. Speak to that Mexican people. Put them on. Hey.
I don't know. Hello?
Speaking to that Mexican people. God damn it! Hello?
What are you doing? You're crazy.
You speak to that Mexican person.
You're talking to him.
Here, sir.
Huh?
And then you speak to the Mexican person, please.
You're talking to
him. You said you were talking to him. I was talking to him. You're not to him. You're her. I speak to them. You're lying to me. Come on. Where's the Mexican person on the phone?
You're talking to him.
Can I speak to Gonzalez? Is this Gonzalez?
Yes.
What's up, Gonzalez?
No, actually, it's not, but that's
alright. Is it Lopez?
No.
What's your name?
What's yours?
Valente.
Huh?
Valente. I'm smoking a cigar. My name's Valente.
Okay.
What you guys
do?
What you got in your spaces down there?
Huh?
What you got? Excuse me. What you got in your spaces down there?
What do we have what?
What you got in your spaces down there?
Spaces?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah, you got some spaces down there. How many spaces you got available?
Spaces for what?
What we use, you know, putting stuff in the spaces.
I don't know.
You don't have any spaces there? You gotta pay or what? Is there free spaces or pay spaces?
Free spaces for what?
Come down to my car. I need to park in the spaces.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean by spaces, you know?
No.
You got a ring on your finger?
Yep.
Like ice cream?
No.
What do you like to eat?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Who is this?
What do you like to drink?
Who is this?
You like make number two in the morning or the at night? Like, when's the best for you?
Hello?
I don't understand what's going on. What's the big deal over there?
I don't know.
Who is this for you?
Who is it?
This is Valente. What's up?
Huh?
This is Valente. What's up?
Not much.
How much is your spaces?
How much is your what?
Spaces.
Let me give you...
Hmm?
What are they saying? Hello?
Yeah, how much is your spaces?
Is our what?
Spaces. Spaces.
Spacers?
No, your spaces. How much is the spaces?
Spaces?
Yeah.
How much is our spaces?
Yeah, how much is your spaces?
What spaces?
You come down, you order spaces, how much are they? They come down for some food, but how much is the spaces?
If you come down here for some food, how much, like parking spaces?
No, just spaces. You know, you gotta have spaces when you come down to get the food. How much are they?
You have to have spaces when you come down here to get our food. I'm sorry, but you don't have to have spaces.
I understand. And how do you serve it then?
how do we serve the food on plates?
What about the spaces? Well, so I mean spaces. How much are the spaces?
Oh, how much are the plates?
Spaces.
Can you explain to me what a space is?
Nature abhors a vacuum and will fill in the spaces when there is existing spaces when you come down.
Okay, sorry, explain it to me one more time.
Nature abhors a vacuum. And then when you come down, you're supposed to have spaces. You're supposed to have spaces.
When you vacuum and it comes down, you have to have spaces. Is that what you said?
No, nature abhors a vacuum.
Nature's abhors?
Nature abhors a vacuum.
Nature's of a whore vacuum?
Look, damn you. Abhor.
What?
Look, you
whore?
Abhor. It's not a bad word. It's not a bad word. Maybe you should look it up. Maybe you're not educated.
I'm very educated. I'm sorry.
Nature abhors.
Do you know that you can get in so much trouble for calling up here cussing at me like that?
Word? I didn't say a cuss word. I said nature abhors a vacuum.
Nature abhors a vacuum.
A-B-H-O-R-S. Abhors.
Whores.
H-O. That's not how you spell whores. How? Man.
Okay.
God damn it.
What?
What? Nature. No, don't. No.
No what?
She wants me to hang up on me. Don't hang up on me. Please.
Are you, is it like a prank call? I just want to know. I mean.
I don't know. I mean.
Do you need something? I mean.
Spaces.
Or is it like a prank call? Or are you trying to be funny? Because I don't really understand what you're trying to tell me. And usually when people prank call, they, you know.
They do dirty stuff. Sense. Huh? Did that make sense?
It doesn't make sense to me. It's not.
I don't know. I was just to come down for spaces and no one. You know.
Want to come down for some spaces.
And is Gonzalez there?
Gonzalez?
Or Lopez?
Oh, who are you trying to call?
Pablo's restaurant. But I figured there's a Mexican there named Lopez or Gonzalez or Martin.
No. That was funny. That was a good one. See? No, I'm sorry. Not a Lopez or a Gonzalez.
Martinez?
No.
Enriquez?
No. Cash? Well, yeah, mostly. Well, there's white girls that work here.
Yeah?
And there's, yeah, but not really Lopez or Gonzalez or Enriquez. No, none of them.
Is it nice, the cute white girl?
Who?
They think they're cute white girls?
Cute white girls?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think every white girl's pretty cute.
Yeah, you kiss a girl?
Huh?
You kiss a girl?
Okay, now.
No, wait a minute, because you said every.
No, I do not kiss girls. Okay?
No, you think girls are cute? Hmm?
I'm a girl, and I'm cute.
Okay.
Anyways, what do you need? I mean, why are you calling again? Why are you calling Pablo's?
For spaces.
This is actually Skeet.
This what?
This is actually Skeet, Texas Girl.
Whatever.
You know the restaurant?
No.
Whatever.
Okay.
Can I get your name? I'm sorry. Yeah. I mean, we've been talking for like 10 minutes.
I'm Volante.
Who?
Volante.
Levante?
No, Volante. Valente.
Valente.
Yeah. What's your name? You're Nicole?
Nicole, yes, that's it.
Oh, what's up, Nicole?
How did you know my name?
I'm just guessing.
Oh,
you sound like a Nicole. I'm good. What kind of lipstick you wear? What do you use? Clairol? What do you use? Maybelline?
Maybelline, yep.
You like Maybelline?
Yeah.
What blush you use?
I don't use blush.
You don't use it?
Mm-mm.
What do you use? You like lipstick?
Huh?
You like lipstick?
No.
No?
I use chapstick.
Chapstick?
Mm-hmm.
Strawberry chapstick?
Okay, anyways. You're off subject again. You're getting me completely to. Okay. What made you call up here? What'd you need again? I'm sorry.
Spaces.
Spaces?
Yeah.
Okay, what kind of spaces? Like.
Female space.
Female spaces!
Yeah.
What's that?
You don't have any spaces?
Huh?
You know, like a man says, hey, you know, I heard you had a problem with your pipes. you know, stuff like that.
You have a problem with your what?
Your pipes.
Okay.
Do you not have a problem with your pipes down there?
Huh?
Do you have a problem with your pipes?
Okay, I have a problem with my pipes?
I heard that you have a problem with your pipes.
Oh, like here at work? Like.
Yeah.
Or sink pipes and stuff?
Anywhere, really, for the most part. Anywhere you got trouble with your pipes. They said you have pipe problems down there. You need some piping.
Okay, so yeah. You want to... You heard someone called you and said we had trouble with our pipes?
Yeah, the ladies there had problems with their pipes that they needed their pipes worked on, is what they said. And there were spaces. I'm trying to find out how much of the spaces. How many of them?
Oh, how many spaces do we need?
Right. Can you let... Who's in charge over there right now?
Richard. This guy named Richard.
Can you tell Richard that Valente's calling, that I was calling because I'm supposed to go down there and lay pipe, and that I heard that there was a problem with the pipes, that the girls down there had a problem, needed help with their pipes.
Oh, okay. Are you with the company, or?
Yeah, I'm with Valente and Associates. This is Valente. I'm supposed to come down there and lay down the pipe. But I need to know how many spaces and that there's a problem that they said specifically here that the ladies have need work done on the pipes. I don't know if you guys know which one it is. Maybe it's the ladies' room.
Okay, I get what you're saying. Go tell Richard that Valente, right?
Valente
is calling, and the ladies called earlier and said that they had problems with their pipes, maybe in the ladies' room, and he wanted to know how many spaces to buy.
That I'm coming down to lay down the pipe.
He's coming down to lay down the pipe. Spacers?
Spaces.
Valente. And is there a reason why you're calling so late? Like, are you going to come do it tonight, or?
Well, we're supposed to come in first thing in the morning. So we're trying to get access hours or whatever time someone's going to be open up, give us access to the spaces.
So, whenever... Well, my manager, he's here all the time, and he says he didn't know anything about that.
He doesn't know about your pipes?
He says there's nothing wrong with our pipes.
None of the ladies there have any trouble, need any work done on their pipes?
No, sir.
Okay. Alright, well, I guess I don't know what's up. I mean, you guys got me wandering around a goose chase. I heard that the women down there, that it was loose, and that...
The women were loose?
No, that it was loose, and there was a problem with the pipes. That they needed someone to come down, lay down pipe, because it was, you know...
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Oh, okay.
Are you, like, a company from Sweetwater?
Uh-huh, yeah, Valente & Associates.
I've never heard of that company. No, we do
consulting. And we do construction work, contractor work, electrician work. We work on pipes. We do piping work.
Okay. Where are y'all located at? Like, you know, where at in Sweetwater?
I'm sorry. You know where the warehouse is?
Warehouse.
The shop, yeah. Where the warehouse and the business center. It's unit 3A. And in the warehouse, that's the office, and unit 3B next door is the warehouse, and we get the pipe.
Do we have a warehouse here? I don't think we have a warehouse here.
Okay, look, sweetie, I gotta go, all right? You're wasting my time. Bye, honey. See ya.
Bye.
Hey. Stupid.
Oh, God, now. Oh.
Shift for brains. Hello? 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 They're not saying anything. I don't understand.
I guess I shouldn't have called them shit for brains.
You fixed the
home
of damn it. Oh, oh, oh God. Do you
Yeah, hey, I was wondering what's the status of my car?
This is a coffee shop.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I came down to the valet, took my car, and I never got to see it. I ended up getting, my friend just gave me a ride, but I mean, he said that they were going to wash it, that they offered washing for $5 to wash the car.
We don't have valets here.
Well, I went down to, this is the coffee house, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I came in, the guy who was in front, he said he was the valet, and he took the car. He said they washed it, I gave him an extra $5 to wash the car and the machine. And he never came back, he never came, and then my buddy Bruce just gave me a ride home, we're playing Xbox.
That's cool, and it sounds like you got your car stolen.
No, really, though,
No, really,
I have a ticket here and everything that he gave me, says valet, and as he said...
Okay, we don't have a valet here.
Alright, who's the... Do you know who the African American guy is that does the valet?
We don't have an African American man that works here.
Can you transfer me to the valet or?
There is no valet.
Then who has my car?
Probably a thief.
Oh my god.
Oh. You should probably call the cops.
Like 40 minutes ago, even.
You should probably call the cops.
No, wait a minute now. He said that he worked inside. That he said, I asked him, who are you? He said, I work inside. No, wait a minute. He said he worked inside. What's his name? Well, he had a name tag on. He had the shirt that said coffee house and everything. It was a green shirt.
No, he didn't. We don't have uniforms here.
Well, he had green shirts on, black pants.
We don't have outfits here. We don't have uniforms.
Well, no, he identified himself as an employee, sir. I didn't know who...
And you were lied to.
Who's the black man that works there? I don't mean to say
there's
that word.
No black man that works there.
What's your name, Jose?
It's Jose.
What's your last name? What's your name? What's your function there?
What's my function?
I need to speak to the... I need to get all this information here, because if you tell me someone stole my car, then I'm bringing charges on you. You're in charge there right now?
You're gonna press charges on me?
I'm going to press charges on somebody. So if
you can come up here and talk about it.
Well, so I think one of your employees,
What's your name?
You're telling me that one of your employees. My name is Valente.
Name?
Please stop talking
Valente?
Over me.
You Valente.
Listen.
You're lucky that I'm dead right now, because I'm just bored and just sitting on the phone with people that prank call.
You are responsible. If you're telling me that one of the employees there took my car and stole it, one of your employees, if that's what happened, I'm holding you personally responsible. What's your tax ID?
My tax ID number?
The business tax ID. I need to know that.
It's 27-8. You got it?
That's a little too short, sir.
Valente?
No, it's the same length as the Social Security number. Can you please give me the tax
what
ID?
I just said.
Give that to me again.
What? What's that?
Give that to me again, please.
27-6.
No, that's too short, and that's a different number because the last number you gave me ended in 3. The last number you gave me ended in 3, you fucking shit.
Give me 1 second.
Give him shit. Boring me. He knows it's a prank call anyway. Anyway, back to Bill.
Oh, God! Oh, Bill! Oh!
The
cost of this call is 85 cents per minute. Where the fuck was that to? $0.85 a minute to Texas? I'm confused.
Yes, hi. I'm waiting on the valet to deliver my car, please.
Excuse me?
I'm waiting on the valet to deliver my car. I've been sitting here in front of the building for quite some time after my meal, and I still don't have my car valet.
Hold on.
Hurry up. Mierda. Yeah, I Bill there.
Who?
Oh God, Bill. Where do you go? Hello?
It's
Burger
Master.
Uh-huh, yeah, that's the one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, I'm waiting on the valet to come bring my car to me. I've been waiting for quite some time now after I ate my food there, Burger Master. The man took my car for valets. He was going to wash the car for $5 and do a valet. So where's my car at?
What car?
My car. I came down in the car to Burger Master's, and the valet took my car, and
hello.
He never. Hello.
Hello. Yeah. How can I help you?
I brought my car down to the Burger Master's,
and
the valet still has to come back with my car.
Your car?
My car.
What kind of car is it?
It's a 99 Hyundai Elantra.
I mean, I don't know what you're trying to say, because, I mean, people just park in here.
No, this man was parking, he said that he was a valet for Burger Master, and he had a green shirt on, the black pants, he was a black guy, and he said, valet, that this is the new valet, that we wash your car if you give us extra $5, and he went.
Well, this is a food place. This
uh-huh.
This is not, hold on. Hello?
Yeah, hi. The valet man never came back with my car after I had my food there.
We don't have valet service here. This is the Burger Master.
Yeah, that's where I went. Yeah, the man said that you guys are doing a valet promotion for Labor Day weekend for MDA, that it was passed, that they were still making donations, and then he said that we'll wash the car for extra $5, and we waited out there for a while.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. This is Burger Master's,
yeah.
Burger joint. We don't do washing cars, we don't do valet service, and we don't have any special promotions for Labor Day weekend. There's a Burger Master at the city district. There's also one in Milwaukee.
I don't know. I went to the one in the guy said he was a valet. He said, listen, we're the Burger Master valet.
Burger Master valet. I'm sorry. We don't have that service here.
Then who has my car? I gave the guy my keys. I gave the guy, it's a company car. I gave him the keys to the company car.
Okay, well, we've never done valet service here, and,
Oh, wait a minute. It was a black man. Who's the black man that works there? He has my car.
I'm sorry. I've been here all day, and there's only been one man here, and he came here at 6, so he didn't start till 6.
I'm going to put him on the phone. That's the guy.
I'm sorry, sir. We don't have that service here. And
look, wait a minute. The man said he was an employee of Burgermaster's, and he said that they were doing a valet promotion, and I gave him the keys to my car, and I waited. He never brought it back.
And you were at Bellevue Burgermaster?
Yes.
You in our parking lot?
Well, I was in the process of parking. He stopped me. And he said an extra $5 that he was going to take and wash the car in the machine and come back.
We don't have a machine to wash cars.
But he's an employee there.
Okay,
Who was the male employee there that did that, that came in? Tell me who it was. It's the person who's got my car.
Okay, I can give you a phone number for our manager.
No, I need my car. No, I need my car.
Okay, well, we don't do valet service.
Then who has my car?
I don't know. If you are missing a car, you need to call the police.
I'm holding you responsible for this, because one of your employees, now you're telling me, stole my car.
Okay, well, we've never done valet service here. We don't have a promotion. I don't know.
So who took my car? He said he works for the store. Who took the car?
I don't know, sir. Here, I'm going to put you on with another manager. Can you hold on for a
second? Oh, God.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Program ladder, sir. Hello?
I need to speak to the manager, please.
He's gone for the day. I am now the shift manager.
Wonderful. That's what I need to talk to then. I was there just recently, and I was playing a card game up there, and what happened was the dealer was supposed to deal the three cards. Had he dealt the three cards that were supposed to be dealt and not flopped it and dealt the fourth one, I would have won about $375.
Okay, the dealer flopped four cards is what you're telling me.
Right, that's what happened.
Okay, what happens in those cases is we have to shuffle back up those four cards because we don't know for sure.
Because what happened, though, I would have won the $375. Now,
if those weren't back of three cards, yes, okay.
Right. So what happened? Can I just come? I need to come there and get a $375, or you guys can write me a check, or how do we fix this?
It doesn't get fixed. It is an error by the dealer. They do make mistakes. They are human.
Okay.
If they make an error, I'm sorry.
Will he just give me the $375 then? Can I just come get it out of his check?
Oh no. Oh no. It does not work that way.
How are we going to fix this then?
Well, I apologize this happened to you, but there's nothing I can do about it.
What's your name?
My name is Larry. I'm the shift manager.
Steven, you're the shift manager. Okay, Larry.
Larry, the PH. Steven.
Stephen. Okay. So, here's the deal. I want to come get my $375 either way. How are we going to do this? How can you just directly put it in my account, or do I need to give you, like, my bank account number, or how are we going to fix it?
You're not understanding what I'm telling you. You're not going to get your $300, sir.
Mr.
My lawyer on the line right now.
This is, I'm Ralph Littlejohn. I'm the attorney.
Ralph, let me explain this to you real quick.
Well, first of all, who's this Al here who was there who roughed him up, apparently might have made the mistake? Who's this Al person?
I haven't had a chance to tell him that yet.
Okay, first of all, let me just got a, you have a pen and a piece of paper handy?
No, I do not. We are paperless here.
All right, would you mind getting one?
Killing trees.
All right, go ahead. I'm
hearing two of you at once here.
Well, this is attorney-client privilege, and I'm allowed to be on the phone at the same time.
Okay. All right, this is what I'm going to ask you to do. If you can get a paper and a piece of paper and a pen, I am going to give you my boss. And you will speak to him about it.
Well, I think we're going to come down, and either you can write this check out for $375, and we'll call it even instead of having to go forward for the punitive damages.
Okay, all right. Wait a minute. Spell your name for me, please, Ralph.
Ralph Littlejohn, sir.
Little John.
Thank you.
Who is the other gentleman?
No, hang on, sir. We need access to your video security camera tapes.
You will not get access to surveillance.
You can make copies for us. Well, according to this papers that I have here.
Let me explain something to you. I'm trying to run a shift right now. I'm going to give you my
number. How dare you use the S word to me on the phone? How dare you say the S word? You said the S word, sir. There he is saying it again, sir.
S-H-I-F-T.
I know what that word means, sir. It means excrement feces. I know exactly what the word
means. No, you left the letter F out.
I have you on tape.
I am a shift manager.
S-H-I-T shit, you said. You heard that.
Goodbye.
I heard it.
To place the program, Larser.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, this is Planet Hollywood. Hi.
I need to speak to the manager, please.
He's gone for the day. I am now the shift manager.
Wonderful. That's what I need to talk to then. I was there just recently.
Hello?
Yes, it's David there.
Who's that?
This is Samantha. Tell him he got me pregnant.
What's that?
I just found out from the doctor. I'm only 13, but he got me pregnant. I don't know what to do. He's the only person I've been with. David, this is Samantha. Tell David he got me pregnant.
Hold on.
Hello?
David, this is Samantha. You got me pregnant. And I promise my parents are going to come after you. I can't do anything about it. I'm only 13. I told you I was 18, but I'm only 13. I'm sorry.
Thank you for calling Isaac.
You dirty, dirty people. I need to speak to the manager now. I need your badge number right now.
Excuse me?
Give me your badge number right now.
My what number?
Your badge number. Who's the effeminate guy who answered the phone there?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. You need to speak up.
I need to speak to the gay-sounding guy who answered at 10:45 p.m.
At 10:45 p.m.?
Yes.
May I ask who's calling?
This is Valente with Valente & Associates. Someone answered there about 9 minutes ago, a feminine-sounding gentleman. I demand to speak to him right now. An apology. Right now. Who is the effeminate boy?
Excuse me?
Who's the effeminate man who answered the phone?
Okay, sir. I'm just going to go ahead and hang up now. We're very busy.
I need to speak to the man. He had information, and he was rude to me, and I demand an apology. Who's the effeminate-sounding man who was talking to me about 10 minutes ago?
Okay, sir. I'm going to go ahead and hang up unless you would like to speak to a manager.
Put the manager on the phone, and I said from the beginning, you put the manager on the phone. Go, do the manager right now on the phone. Put him on from the beginning. From the beginning, I asked for that. Damn it. Letting it all out tonight. Motherfuckers.
Sir, the manager is busy right now. Can I get your name and number and I could have him call you back?
My name is Valente.
Okay.
407-459.
407-459.
4534. What's your name?
49. Okay, can you repeat the last four digits, please?
459-4534.
Okay, sir, I totally understand that you're upset, but that is no reason for you to call back and cop an attitude with me when you never spoke to me.
Oh, you don't like the attitude.
I'm sorry, honey.
Because
I've been nothing but respectful to you.
And I did nothing but ask you for service, and you keep interrupting me.
I will have the manager
you
call
keep
you
interrupting
back. Thank
me. You keep interrupting me. Fucking cunt. You think I'm not going to call back? Fucking Lido.
Demand satisfaction, and everybody knows satisfaction will be had. Thank you.
Isaac, how can I help you?
I demand satisfaction, goddammit. Hello?
Me?
Who am I speaking with?
My name is Ike. How can I help you?
What's your business there? Are you the manager? Or are you just some other person over there, some other autonomous person who doesn't provide the proper services?
What's the problem, sir? How can I help you?
What's your Ike, what's your purpose there, I said? You answer the questions. I'm the customer.
Excuse me?
What's your function there, boy?
You know what? You ain't gonna call me no boy. Fuck you, bitch.
Motherfucker ass. I should not have said the boy part. Damn it. And her name is Ike. Belly Ike.